Stellantis CEO Tavares to retire in 2026 amid major industry shakeup. Stellantis announced on Friday that CEO Carlos Tavares will retire in early 2026, as the automotive giant grapples with a challenging global landscape. The company described the situation as a Darwinian period for the industry, prompting targeted management changes. A special committee of the Stellantis board is actively seeking Tavares' successor, with the search expected to be completed by the fourth quarter of 2025. Commenting on the transition, Tavares stated, "During this Darwinian period for the automotive industry, our duty and ethical responsibility is to adapt and prepare ourselves for the future, better and faster than our competitors to deliver clean, safe and affordable mobility." Alongside this announcement, Stellantis unveiled a series of leadership appointments aimed at navigating the company's ongoing transformation. Effective immediately, Antonio Filosa has been named North America's Chief Operating Officer, COO, and will continue as Jeep brand CEO. He replaces Carlos Zarlenga, whose next role is pending further announcement. Jean-Philippe Imperato becomes Chief Operating Officer for Enlarged Europe, while also maintaining his position as CEO of Pro1. He succeeds Uwe Hochgechertz, who is leaving the company. Doug Osterman is the new Stellantis Chief Financial Officer, succeeding Natalie Knight, who will depart from the company. Grégoire Olivier will serve as CEO for Stellantis in China, retaining his role as liaison officer to Leapmotor. Santo Fisili takes over as CEO for Maserati and Alfa Romeo. Additionally, Stellantis is moving its supply chain organization under the manufacturing division, now led by Arnaud Deboeuf, previously part of the purchasing division under Maxime Picat. Tavares expressed confidence in the newly appointed team, saying, "The newly appointed leadership team members will make their valuable contributions to our overall team's determination to tackle the challenges ahead, reinforcing and accelerating our transformation to become the preferred mobility tech company." Stellantis chairman John Elkann echoed this sentiment, stating that the board is unanimous in its support of Tavares and the management changes. He added, "We are confident that these steps to simplify our organization will strengthen our leadership team as they work to restore the company's performance to industry-leading levels." Stellantis has faced major challenges recently, with third quarter 2024 sales dropping by 20%. Notably, Chrysler and Dodge brands saw sales declines of 47% and 43%, respectively. Compounding the difficulties, the company recently recalled 154,000 Jeep Wrangler and Grand Cherokee hybrids due to fire risks. Further complicating matters, Stellantis is embroiled in a labor dispute with the United Auto Workers, UAW. The union has accused the company of violating its manufacturing commitments in the United States, leading to a strike authorization vote. The UAW alleges Stellantis plans to move Dodge Durango production from the Detroit Assembly Complex to Canada, which could result in thousands of U.S. job losses. Thousands of UAW members sacrificed on the picket line to win this contract, and we intend to enforce it, even if that means going back on strike, the UAW said in a statement on its website. Trending, Trump proposes auto industry revival, criticizes Detroit in 2024 election speech.